You're listening to the Tiger's Den podcast, where we share leadership topics that build trust, interdependence, genuineness, empathy, risk, and success in the workplace, along with on-target training and business building tips so you can learn on the go. Here's our host, Diane Crampton. Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us in the Tiger's Den. Today, I have a real treat for you. If you are a licensed Tiger's facilitator or business owner interested in knowing how to gain the best bang for your buck through marketing, we are discussing how to use YouTube for your optimum business advantage today. We will learn why YouTube is a terrific tool. We will learn how to leverage YouTube through your own social networks, on your website, for sharing information internally in your business, or for engaging customers. And we are going to learn how low-tech is sometimes just as valuable as those polished 30-second commercials you see on TV. And the person we are speaking with today to learn all this valuable information from is Herdy Burke. I met Herdy on LinkedIn through a business referral from another person I met on LinkedIn. Then Herdy and I polished up my own YouTube site, and I was able to tap into a wealth of knowledge and experience that I want to pass on to you today. So before we start our conversation, let me tell you a little bit about Herdy. Herdy is bringing over 30 years of experience in sales and marketing to our conversation today. His very favorite niche is working with small to medium-sized businesses, teaching leaders how to use video in marketing. His specialties include telecommunications, consulting, video streaming, public relations, nonprofit sales management, broadcasting, social media video management, internet radio, YouTube management, YouTube consulting, and YouTube channel training. And what I appreciate about Herdy is that he keeps learning, and media is his message, and YouTube is a big part of that message. His expertise is in helping business owners who feel confused or stuck about marketing and infusing them with new energy and a duct tape-like marketing punch. Herdy manages close to 100 YouTube channels in the Austin, Texas area alone, and he consults with many other businesses in North America via phone or Skype that reside outside Austin. His consulting is focused on the YouTube and iTunes markets and teaching clients how to best use the channel tools and best practices for local and regional visibility. You and I both know that there is nothing worse than owning a business or a consulting practice that no one knows about. So hang on, here we go. I have the great pleasure of introducing you to Herdy Burke. Welcome to the Tiger's Den, Herdy.
Hey, Diane, thanks. And boy, that was quite the introduction. I wasn't expecting that long, lengthy introduction, but thank you so much for having me, and I look forward to chatting with your folks today.
You know, Herdy, many of the people who join us in the Tiger's Den are licensed Tiger's consultants who own and operate their own practices. And we have HR executives join us because they work with their marketing teams for carrying important messages to their employees and for training too. And then we have members who are business owners who are learning how to build the type of companies that talented job seekers want to work for. So given our audience today, when did you, with your 30 years of marketing and sales experience, begin looking at YouTube as a viable sales and marketing tool?
Great question, Diane. We'll back up a little bit. I merged the telecom business into computer in the middle 90s. You remember that thing called the dot-com bust, right? I had worked for a company that wanted to expand in Dallas, and we started a company called MaxPop, and that was during when all the money was flowing, right, and people were throwing money at anybody that had a good idea. We were experimenting with live streaming video out to intranets and internets, but as you remember, during that time, the bandwidth wasn't there to support video to the last mile, to the home, or to computers. They just could not handle the size of the video. So we were experimenting with that. And of course, the dot-com bust came along, but we kept that server intact and stayed in communication with each other because we were pioneers in what we were doing. You remember MySpace came along not too far after that, right? We knew that there would probably be some sort of social type. We didn't know what to call it. We didn't even know to call it social networking at the time. But we knew with the way video was streaming and being processed that it was probably going to become a big part of what was going to happen down the road. And so when YouTube started and Google bought them for a small $1.6 billion, I think, or $1.3 billion, right, I realized at that time that after it matured and Google put their hands on it, that this would be a great place, a super place to start allowing business to become visible in their local market. And that's how I got interested in it. And the kids had already beat us to it, right? They were uploading their videos from their cameras. And so it just evolved into a place where now, of course, it is geared toward, you know, you see a lot of business on YouTube. So that's how I got involved with YouTube.
You know, why do you think businesses need YouTube?
Yeah, I have a 3x5 card right in front of me that says attention, engagement, and trust. And I share those three words with all my business clients and say, this is important. If you want results with your videos on YouTube, it has to gain attention, it has to be engaged, and they build trust. And so a business today, honestly, if they're not on YouTube, is probably being a little bit left behind. See, Facebook and YouTube right now, 60% of the traffic on video is dominated by those two search engines. Huge. So a business needs to be out there for visibility.
Well, and, you know, it's really interesting that you say that. A friend of mine last night sent me a video, and it's what to do with your tree stump in your yard. And here was this huge, stump. And this chainsaw artist converted it into a masterpiece. And then at the end, it had his business information. And I thought that was brilliant because it demonstrated, and it was entertaining, how to form that favorite tree that you had in your yard that had to come down and had a huge stump into front yard art. It's beautiful.
And that's perfect. And you said the keywords, the number one search genre on YouTube is how-to.
Okay.
Demonstrations and how-to titles in the videos are what a lot of people type in when they're searching for something. How to change my car battery, how to fix my sprinkler system, how to read a book properly, how to manage something. So how-to is a huge genre on YouTube.
Interesting. And I could see how a small business could gain a lot of visibility with that type of message. Even our consultants, I'll give an example, how to build more engagement in your organization. So it doesn't have to be a complicated thing. And one of your specialties, what I thought was very interesting, Herdy, is PR, public relations. So does YouTube help with, let's say, press releases being picked up by writers for news services?
Absolutely. You know, press releases aren't like they used to be where you just put out a text, right? You still see those, but they're more interactive today. And with these PR press releases set up where you can enter HTML code And of course, YouTube allows you to embed video in those press releases now or put links in them. You're giving somebody a visual, and then you push it out there right to the types of folks that you're looking for, maybe to connect with on blogs or connect to on social sites that you want to collaborate with. That video, well, let me put it this way, you're 53% times more likely to be found if you have a video on some sort of homepage or a front page of something you send out as opposed to those that don't use it at all. So you want to make sure you have some sort of video included in your press release. Absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about, you know, we both said a little bit about Google purchasing YouTube, and it was a sizable
sure.
piece of change, no doubt. So Google is a search engine, and they own YouTube. And then
correct.
YouTube itself is a search engine. So how does this help your business?
Let's put it this way. 68% of searches for video are done on mobile devices today. If you proper title your videos and put the right kind of descriptions and follow, there's a Google, and y'all can write this down if people are listening in. There's a, you can go online and type in YouTube Creator Playbook for YouTube. They don't give you the secrets, but they give you a pretty good indication of what needs to be done in, for those videos to be optimized for search, right? Now, I don't advocate first page Google. It's great if you're there, but what you're really looking for on video is visibility, engagement, attention. Google does not rank video in search by views. They rank it by watch time. That makes the content relevant. So having the right title, having the right description, sharing it to the right target market is how you gain the visibility. And look at each video on your YouTube channel as kind of being a mini website, right? They're standalone. They can be directed to a specific group, a newsletter, a website, a landing page. And so you get to control how you push out or do out, you know, inward marketing back to your potential clients or to other groups of people you're dealing with. It used to be people tried to spam the system, right? They might use some celebrity name or something in the title, right, to get you to come to that video, but it had nothing to do with it. So you want the title of the video to represent what the video is about. Where people make mistakes on YouTube is they don't put a good title. They might even put the name of their company. Well, most people don't know the name of your company when they're searching for a service or a product. So that title needs to represent what that video is about. Like you said about the tree, how to create a sculpture out of a dead tree in your yard or something like that, right? That mm-hmm. tells people that are searching for something like that that they'll likely be found if that title is correct. And then Google allows underneath that video a description box where I always put a link to the website first. And then a description of exactly what that video is about, but you don't want to spam it with keywords. You actually want to describe what the video is about in that description box.
Excellent. Excellent. So that's the video playbook or YouTube video playbook.
Yeah, you can go look up the YouTube creator playbook for YouTube,
okay.
And it'll take you through some classes and some courses, and people can get, you know, the basics. Right, but you still probably need somebody that's got experience on it to really help people along. They don't give you the secrets. They just give you the right way and the proper way to set up your channel.
Now, do you consider YouTube to be a social networking site?
Yeah, a lot of people don't see YouTube as a social network because they're used to dealing with like the Google Business page or the Google Plus or the Facebook or the Twitter. You know, Snapchat, all these different social sites, but they don't see YouTube as social, but YouTube is social because you can have people subscribe. You can collaborate with other YouTubers that have similar businesses where you can comment on each other's videos. And so it is very social. It's hyper engaged. You want to treat YouTube like it is a social network and use the best practices how to get subscribers to your channel. And we can discuss that later on into it, but it is definitely a social network, huge
okay.
social network.
What are the best practices and how do you get people?
Right. So assuming that somebody is already using social networking, right, their Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
their Twitter, their LinkedIn, YouTube allows you to share links to each video out to those social platforms, all right? So the way you get people to engage and subscribe is you might post a URL to your channel and say, help me out, go subscribe to my channel. You might push out in a newsletter, hey, check out this link to this new video, you know, whatever that may be. And so you're really doing the same things that you would do in a social site where you're getting people to like and comment. You can do the same thing on YouTube.
So you could actually ask them to like and comment.
Right. And YouTube's playbook suggests that you're always out looking for other people's channels to subscribe to, and this is where a lot of people make mistakes with their YouTube channel. They put it up, they don't go out and collaborate, they don't subscribe to other like-minded people, because when you subscribe to somebody, they generally subscribe back, and that's how you build your following.
Well, and I think, too, when you are sharing valuable content from an HR standpoint internally, that makes a point that can be viewed in under 3 minutes, that's valuable training information to share with your employees. And I think also when you are building as a consultant collaborations with people who may not do the same thing that you do, but are complementary to what you offer, and if the two of you came together on a project, would be highly synergistic and a much bigger project. Those are the types of strategies that I'm hearing YouTube could provide for you.
Absolutely. And people tend to share your stuff if you're collaborating with them, and you help them out by sharing their stuff. And really, honestly, I've subscribed to a lot of channels, and I share a lot of people's information, even if it gets into my market a little bit. If I see somebody that put a great tutorial out on YouTube, I will share that back to my database of people, because it's, you can't be selfish in this world. You have to be centered on, okay, I'm building my brand, I'm building my visibility, I'm building my engagement, my intention, and my trust, right? So putting out a lot of good information to folks is a great place. YouTube is a great place to push out great third-party information to your social sites. And let me give you a fun stat. I think I saw it the other day. It's going to increase, but right now, 100 hours of video is uploaded to YouTube every single minute.
100 hours every single minute.
They predict that's going to be 300 hours uploaded every minute by 2017.
So that's a lot of information to sort through. So your titles, how you describe it, the nuts and bolts. Now that's something that you actually teach people to do, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. So does YouTube allow you to brand your channel?
Yes. It used to be in the old days, not too many years ago, probably 3 or 4 years ago, you know, anybody could build a YouTube channel, throw up all their different kinds of wallpaper in the background. But then Google came along with this thing called Google Plus, right? You probably heard of that, their social site. And so they made it look similar to the Google Plus. They wanted a clean look across the board. So what they did was they called it the One Channel. They changed it probably 2 to 3 years ago. And so now they allow you to have your own banner, a picture of yourself across the top, but every channel looks the same across the board when you're on YouTube, except, yes, you can brand your own channel with your own banner at the top, similar to what I did on yours, I think.
It is important that there's a sort of seamlessness in what you are sharing. And, Herdy, what you did for my channel was fantastic. How is YouTube connected to Twitter and Periscope?
All right. Well, that's a great question. Periscope is a live streaming app that you can now download for your iPhone or your smartphone, right, Android. And really what it does is if you have a Twitter account and you push live broadcast, you can title that broadcast on your mobile phone, and then immediately it's live streaming on your Twitter feed. I just read last week that you'll now be able to upload that video if you save it to your gallery, and there's a setting on Periscope to do that, that you can now upload that video direct to your YouTube channel, which is awesome, because this means if you're out, you want to, if you're covering maybe somebody that's a great point, you can stream them live, you get an archive of it. And remember, Google and Twitter are now connected, so you get real-time indexing now on the Twitter feed because of how Google and Twitter have shaken hands. So you're going to see a lot of these kind of apps coming out, and this is kind of the new trend. I think Periscope's up to 10 million users already. So it's called Periscope. It is an actual app you can download from either, you know, the Apple Store, or it's free, and on the Android from the Google, what, the Google Store, right, or the Google Play.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a live streaming app. It's awesome.
Well, and the fact that if you have it on Twitter and it's live streaming, then that gives you the playtime, correct?
And it all ties together, right. Remember, I go back to those three words, attention, engagement, and trust, right, equals results and visibility. So all these things combined together, you putting video clips up on YouTube and sharing them to your social footprint, embedding them on your websites, newsletters, and using these other tools that are connected really do help with your search, yes.
Well, we talked a little bit about a video playlist. Is it like a file system on YouTube that you can sort videos into different topics that you enjoy from others?
Yeah, playlist is cool. It was a little bit complicated not too long ago till they changed it up a little bit. So let's say that a person has multiple categories of things he wants to present videos to a target market or to a potential client, but he doesn't want to go out and create 10 more channels and brand each one, right? So within your channel brand, you can set up playlists so that when you upload a video to YouTube, you can actually have a list set up on a playlist, and you can add a video to each of those playlists you've created. And when you send that URL out to somebody, right,
mm-hmm.
it plays everything in that category, or you can send the video separate from that playlist if you have like an intro and you just want to send a short clip to somebody. So the playlist is a way for you to have your channel organized where you can have several different genres or categories of content, but they're not all mixed together, so somebody has to go on your channel and search all over for this certain video they're looking for. It's a great tool, great tool.
Well, that makes it for, let's say, an HR director who wants to create a playlist based on a specific training that they are doing, and little pushes of information that go out to their employees that can be viewed on their cell phones.
And even better than that, let's say they don't want that content to be seen outside of their organization, right? They can create
yes.
a playlist and make it unlisted or private. I would recommend the unlisted, and that link mm-hmm. can be sent internally to those folks, and then the only people that can view that are the people that that link is sent to. So a playlist can be public, private, or unlisted, which is awesome.
Well, let's take this a little bit further, because one of the things that we're going to be seeing, and something that I reported in our blog, is a lot of change this year. We're going to see companies merging. We are going to see good companies going out of business. We're going to see quite a lot of change-oriented things going on and happening in companies. And the messaging of that change is absolutely critical to moving employees past resistance areas. So in change management, there needs to be a consistent messaging of the vision, the why this matters to you, what this can do for you. And oftentimes during change, what we see is that there's a high level of vulnerability because either people are learning new skills or they're having to do something different. And the higher you go, I guess, in the organizational chart, the less vulnerable
right.
you want to feel. So I could see from a change management strategy for our consultants and for our HR directors that are listening that pushing information out in little blurbs and little pieces of information that don't take a lot of time but send one important message would help move that change or that training or whatever it is that is being handled internally along. Does the message have to be that splashy?
No. And matter of fact, the corporations, you'll notice, are always gearing their advertising programs to be a little different on YouTube than they are TV. And you have to remember, these millennials out there today could care less about TV at all. So a lot of people shoot videos with their iPhone 6s, which is 4K. I mean, you can get some great video, but I like authentic video. I like people that get in front of the camera, put a personal trust value to the people they're talking to. People love to meet the business owners. They love to hear their messages. And so, therefore, they need to be good, but they don't need to be perfect.
So that takes some of the fear out of, oh my gosh, I've got to do a video and it's got to look perfect, and if the lighting isn't perfect and if everything isn't perfect, the message won't be perfect. So that's a big mistake to think that way, correct?
Yeah, and here's the reason, because you know, most small medium business and most business aren't going to go out and spend $9,000-$10,000 for a single video, especially if your message changes, say, in 5 months and you're stuck with a video that no longer pertains to what you're doing. A lot of videos today are being shot on these nice $200 pocket cameras at full HD. The chipsets in these phones are awesome. I do recommend when people shoot with a camera, though, they put it on a tripod so it doesn't shake if they're shaky. Mm-hmm. But no, they just need to be authentic. And that doesn't mean you don't need to understand some basics about shooting video, but it's not that big a learning curve. And I tell people, if you're scared, then point the phone at something and talk behind it. And then Google has a app called YouTube Creator app you can download to your phone. You can shoot the video through that YouTube video app, and then can edit it right there and upload it direct to your channel.
Oh, my goodness. That is fast. And, you know, I also see videos. I see a lot of videos because I'm always looking for videos, small little snippet video messages that punctuate an idea. And
right.
I'm seeing a lot that are just done with moving still photographs.
That's kind of a hot trend. I like to have people personally on camera to build the trust, but there's nothing wrong with taking a group of pictures if you went out and shot pictures of something and then coming back and narrating over that to upload to YouTube, right, and putting a little narration with it, like your vacation or your trip, or I just went and visited
right.
this company, and, you know, so, yeah, pictures. And you know what? That's fairly simple. There's a ton of apps out there for phones. I can't tell you some right off the top of my head, but there's a lot of them where you can create your slideshow right from your photo gallery on your phone. Upload it straight to YouTube.
Well, so we're talking about YouTube channels here, and we're talking about the messaging and how you can
right.
carve out of your site the various channels so that you can stream a series of, a sequence of messages out to people. So
right.
is there any verification in your channel on YouTube?
Yes. If you have a YouTube channel already and you're familiar with it, you probably know where to go to do this, but a lot of people don't. But yes, when you're in your YouTube channel there's a menu on the left-hand side, right, once you get into your channel, there is a place for you to verify your channel. And Google likes to see a verified channel because they're going to give you green lights for good standing, not copyright violations. They're going to give you some extra tools. And so you definitely want to verify your channel. And if you haven't done so, I would recommend on this, Diane, if they want to contact me, I'll be happy to take them through that process. But that's a
Excellent.
Big, important step. Big, important
well,
step.
And mine was verified. I had verified it earlier. And it was interesting because I have my home URL address for my website as part
right.
of that verification. One of the things that originally when I put up a video, and I've had goofy videos up there for, gosh, maybe 8 years now, but it was interesting to me, you would put this video out, and I never knew who viewed it. I never knew if they took action by visiting my website or not. But with that verification now, there's an opportunity to have a click-through to your actual website. Is this correct?
Yeah. So once you verified your channel, then under the advanced settings under that same menu, you type in your physical website. It's called associating your website with YouTube, and they make mm-hmm. you verify that. That's the next step. In some cases, it's automatically done. It's the code that your webmaster put in. But once you associate your website with YouTube and they verify you're the owner of that website and you're not trying to scam anybody, okay, you can add to your videos on YouTube a thing called a video card. And you can actually link with an image inside your video on the timeline anywhere you like where they can click inside that video and go directly to your website.
This is probably one of the most exciting messages about YouTube now, and that is it's not something that's just like you would see on TV and you can't do anything with. You can actually click through to your website, so your messaging is important. Internally for HR people, that message could take them to more information that you want to impart. If you're doing change, or if you are planning a project or rolling out a project, or if you are a consultant, directly to your website. So that's I'm so glad, Herdy, that you emphasized that point.
The other thing a lot of people don't do with their website, and this is important, is that they need to go type in a Google search for what they call Google Webmaster Tools. Just type that in Google search. Make sure your website is listed on Google Webmaster Tools, and make sure also that you set up Google Analytics on your website. They'll give you a number. You can add that number to your YouTube channel. And not only will you have analytics from YouTube on your actual channel, you can go back into your Google Analytics and see how that all ties together. So getting your site set up on associating it with your YouTube channel, adding it to Google Webmaster Tools, and then getting Google Analytics is super important.
And I can see everybody who is non-techie glazing over at this point. So
that's fine. And you know, it's not hard to do. That's why I consult, because these are the things that when I go in and look at somebody's channel, or if they're just starting, right, they're overwhelmed. Remember I said that one of my missions is to help people that are confused and stuck, right?
Yeah.
This is where they get stuck. They don't understand quite how to use it. They don't know how to upload. They don't know how to edit. And it gets so overwhelming, they don't do anything. And that's the biggest mistake people make, is find somebody like a Herdy or somebody else that knows what they're doing in your local market, right? And don't let that stop you. Don't let that obstacle keep you from gaining a huge advantage for your business in a very noisy market. So, yes, I can understand why they're glossing over.
Absolutely. And just having somebody push a couple of buttons that moves the business forward to achieve the goals that we're talking about today is worth its weight in gold. So what does YouTube and Google see as the most important part of a video for search?
Well, the most important algorithm is watch time, not views. Views are great, okay. But can I tell you a little story real quick? Do you have a minute?
Absolutely.
Let's say that right across the street from where I live is Dell Computer, okay? So let's say that Dell shoots a video, they send it to all their employees, and they ask all their employees to click on it, but they don't watch it. They click on it so they can gain views, right? Make it look like it's really a hot video.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Google decided not long ago, probably a couple years, that look, relevant content for us is not views. Relevant content is watch time. It's the amount of time that a video is watched that we think makes content relevant. All right? They also provide a thumbnail that you can put on that video when you upload it. Like if you want to brand a video with a certain picture and you have a playlist and you want it to look the same all the way through, you can put a custom thumbnail on that. And they want that custom thumbnail, not the spam people. In other words, don't show an action baseball guys and then go to the video and it's not about action baseball, right? It's there to tease you. Make it pertinent. The next thing is the title, like I said, adding the description, adding some keywords that we call those tags. There's a tag box. Listing your location and getting that map where that video was shot. Clicking that it's in English, clicking that it's not with a TV. You have to be really careful. If you're uploading to YouTube and let's say you did an interview on a local station.
Mm-hmm.
If you upload that video, if it's already been on TV, you have to put closed caption with it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just uploading and it's never been on TV, you have to click a box on your channel that says, this has never been aired on TV. This is these FCC regulations, right?
Mm-hmm.
So going into the advanced settings on a video, Google likes to see their playbook followed. It's that simple. You don't follow the rules, you're going to be, I'm not going to use the word punished. That's not fair. But you're not going to be like the people that are doing it right.
Okay. So a lot of people say, you know, I don't want to have a YouTube video on my website. I'd rather stream it off of some other location because it ends with all these other videos for people to watch. So should I have video on my website from YouTube?
Yes, and here's why. But this is my number one question, Diane. I'm so glad you brought this up because this is the area where people don't use YouTube because they think that when they share their YouTube or embed it on their website, that when it's over, it's going to show related business plays, and it will.
Yeah.
But under every single video on YouTube, if you copy the embed code, there is a little checkbox that says do not show related videos. You uncheck that box, you copy the code they give you, you post it on your website or embed it, and at the end, it just says replay. There are no related videos at all. Now, when you're on YouTube, that's not the case, all right? If you share a link, that's not the case. But when you embed on a newsletter, website, blog, wherever you can put HTML code, you have the ability to stop any related shows for competition.
Herdy, it used to be I would watch videos and they were really choppy
yeah.
off of YouTube, very choppy. And I'm not seeing that anymore. What did YouTube do to change that?
The buffering is what you're really talking about. And some of these big cameras, right, shoot these big HD files. Well, if you upload a full HD file to YouTube and don't reduce the size and the bit rate, you still may get some buffering of it because it can only, especially on mobile. And that's why I tell people, when I take a video, I compress it down a little bit to like 1280 by 720 because I'd rather it's still full screen if they want. It still looks great, but I can change the bit rate on that so that it doesn't stop and stutter. And you will see less of that because Google does feed that down to the speed of what the end user is using.
How do you help your businesses? Let's talk a little bit about your services.
Okay. I'm in Austin. I have this cool product called the Video Six Pack. And what it caters to is a small, medium business, and I'm in a real niche. The small, medium business can never afford high-end production video. They went to a studio. For instance, the other day I got a quote for a company. It was $9,000 for a 60-second, and it was $2,000 for a 30-second that we were going to combine. It was a real high-end shoot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the Video Six Pack was designed for me to go into a business and help them jumpstart. Either they can supply their videos to me, or I can shoot the six videos for them in the 1 to 2 minute range. And then I give them 4 or 5 hours of my time to upload those videos, to show them how to use the channel, to show them how to push to their social networks. But I really do a lot more consulting today than I do video shoots, if that makes sense. Because a lot of people like yourself, they called me long distance, right?
Mm-hmm.
You just needed me to do consulting because you already had a channel. So I help people consult on those channels and show them how to gain that attention, the engagement, right, the trust, and then the results and the visibility, especially in the local market.
Yeah, we want to emphasize you can have the best idea, the best business, the best practice in the world. You put your heart and soul into it and nobody knows about it. That's a bad thing. So this is one way, and Herdy's one person that has some solutions for you that are geared toward building the trust in your marketplace to do the business and increase your revenues. Let's talk about your special marketing program and where they can find it. You mentioned the Video Six Pack. How do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, I separated that from my main website and set up a little Wibbly site. If they want to, and I'll just say it's video, the number six pack, one word, videosixpack.wibbly.com. That is my free page site because a lot of people want to go get right to it and see exactly what I do with the Video Six Pack. I customize my consulting packages depending on what a person needs outside of that. And that's done through proposal work or talking to that client and finding out what their assessment needs are and then developing a proposal direct to them. Does that make any sense?
That makes perfect sense. Is there anything Herdy, that I have failed to ask you that you would like to add?
Well, let's go back to a couple things because I want to make sure people understand. Remember we talked about the banner on your YouTube channel?
Yes.
You can also link icons into that banner to go directly to your website, to your Facebook page, your LinkedIn, your Pinterest. And so you have the ability to capture shareability right from that banner, too, which is kind of cool. All right?
And you help them set that up?
I do.
Okay.
I do. Part of my consulting is helping them, going through that with them and making sure that that gets put on there. You want to have every advantage in the world, right? So that's
exactly
good. The other thing, going back to playlist that I didn't cover was, let's say you actually go to YouTube.com and you use their search box to search for a video. Mm-hmm. And you type it in and you find what you're looking for. Well, hidden on the right side of that description is three dots. You click on those three dots, and you can actually, it'll say create a playlist. You can name the playlist, and that video will automatically be added to your channel under that playlist. A great way to bring more traffic to your YouTube channel.
Well, everyone who's on the call today, Herdy has given us a wealth of information about why YouTube is important to your business, how to use it. I encourage you to re-listen to this, and I encourage you to give Herdy a call. So, Herdy, thank you for being on the call today. Do you have a phone number that you want to share with people?
Yeah, let me give you my phone, and let me give you a direct email. Phone number is 512-350-9184. That is my cell phone.
All right.
My email is real simple. It's Herdy, H-U-R-D-I-E, at Herdy Burk, H-U-R-D-I-E-B-U-R-K.com. So Herdy at HerdyBurk.com.
Excellent. Well, we learned today why YouTube is a terrific tool. We've learned how to leverage YouTube through your own social networks and on your websites, and for sharing information internally in your business, and for engaging customers. This has been a very valuable conversation, Herdy. I really appreciate your time, your attention, and your willing to teach our tribe.
Well, Diane, thank you. You're awesome, and I appreciate you. And boy, I always love to help other folks become successful. That's kind of my mission. In life is I love to work side by side with folks. It just makes the business so much better for folks when they know they've got somebody side by side that they can trust and can really help them understand how to get their business visible. That's my mission and outreach. But thank you.
You're very welcome. And thank you to our listeners. You have a super day, and share this with your friends and associates. Thanks for your time and attention. You've been listening to The Tiger's Den, which is an educational service of Tiger's Success Series, Inc. Join us regularly by subscribing to our complimentary newsletter at CoreValues.com.